It's music time in Africa.
Hey, hey, hello, Dumelang. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, bringing you the world's best Pan-African music. Today's program offers current and classic songs from South Africa, Mali, Benin, Guinea-Bissau, and Ghana. Get hip to what's good in Maskandi, House, Wasaloon, Hip Life, Reggae, Motswana, Mande Fusion, and more. Ghanaian reggae star Rocky Dawuni joins me by phone from Los Angeles to talk about his new single, African Thriller, a song he says represents what modern Africa is all about. We'll hear that song and others by Rocky and a few more great Ghanaian tunes that are introduced by another studio guest joining us, VOA colleague and friend Peter Klotzi. There's fan mail with Gwen and, as always, an oldie from the 1970s that you're gonna love. So keep it locked right here with me all hour long. From South Africa, here's Mangase, a Maskandi tune by one of South Africa's greatest musical exports, the late Shaluza Max. Shaluza passed away in January 2014, but he's remembered for his original style of Zulu Maskandi music.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hello, everybody. Heather here. We just listened to Mangase, a massive 2002 hit all across South Africa by the late Shaluza Max. Now we turn to Oumu. Oumu Sangare, that is, from Mali. This is Dugu Kamalimba, a 1989 Wasalung classic. It's about polygamy, and Oumu openly criticizes the widely practiced tradition in Mali. Oh, the youth of Mali, Oumu Sangare is greeting you, she sings. Listen hard to what I have to say. Be careful of the skirt chaser. They'll marry you with all the sweet words of the world. We'll be right back.
Heather, I'm with you people, and that was Umu Sangare with her 1989 classic, Dugu Kamalemba.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Won't meet his family.
All right, thanks for the plug, fellas. Now this week, music from Ghana is what's up. The showstopper is Rocky Dawuni's new reggae dancehall number, African Thriller. Rocky joins me via telephone from Los Angeles to talk about his new single and reminisces about his big break back in the day. But we also have VOA reporter Peter Klotti, also from Ghana, joining us to introduce a few other great Ghanaian songs. Of course, there's more music, too, from Benin, Nigeria, Guinea-Bissau, and South Africa. There's fan mail, the oldie. Jeez, it's a great show, lovers. So commit, sit back, relax. Oh, and before I forget, big announcement here. A winner from a music challenge I threw out several weeks ago. Remember this song by Magic System? I asked you who is the featured female singer. Finally, we got a winner. From Thoyandou, Limpopo Province, South Africa, a big congratulations to Mr. Magina Mboswobeni, who identified her correctly as Brenda Fassi. Magina, it was fun chatting with you on the phone. A big hello to you and your friends and family there in Thoyandou. And your t-shirt and other little VOA goodies are on their way. Okay, let's get back to the music. Turning to current Benin for a moment, let's kick it with this charming, jazzy soul groove by Paris-based artist Patrick Ruffino.
Me fi e mi wa e be fofo e mi bi achobo wa o mi manjo tagba ho mi manjo wegbe ho jo mendele no wa no bono jo me de bonu mendele no wa I love you, I
kwenu kulo yebiji alo papa do god wei to kono kono yebise
mi manjo tagba ho mi manjo wepe ho
Nice groove! That was Patrick Ruffino, track 11 from his 2013 album, Sato.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time,
Music Time
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. Now it's time to dig into the music of Ghana. Here with me to introduce Bye Bye, a current hip life tune by award-winning rapper Asem, is Voice of America reporter Peter Clotty. Peter, tell me about this song, Bye Bye.
Well, basically, this guy is talking about his love, and that he's so in love with this girl that if this girl is not around, he thinks so deeply about her and grows lean. So deep.
Now that's by Asem, and it's featuring Kwabena Kwabena. And he's been around for a real long time, Kwabena.
Yes, Kwabena Kwabena is seen in Ghana as Mr. Loverman, as I should say, because he sings all these crooner kind of music for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I like it.
When he sings, the ladies go crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's a ladies' man.
I see.
Yeah. Almost all his songs are love songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the men appreciate it too, right?
Yes,
they
do.
Play it for their girlfriends.
There you go. So he's basically the ambassador for men to women, because he propagates their message. And, you know, when men play their music, you know, without saying anything, the ladies know what they want.
Very sweet.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
For the one in love, and for the one who's found that one and placed no one above. I saw many cop in that. I worry for one more, I'm a chimp in that. So that was the word to me, the one tonight. Hey, this one is for you. I'm a man for a guy at the eye. Minya day me. Intimidate.
can't believe she's leaving. I can't believe it's already midnight. I can't believe we at the airport. I can't believe she's about to take flight. She's leaving on the jet plane, and I don't know if she'll be back again. And it's driving me insane. And though I try to be a man, it's not easy for me to watch her go. Now I know today is never promised tomorrow. Oh, hey, hey, see who crave me and then cry. Uko shell London with jamming white crack. Brown him so winning me soon soon. Ni wa me ninku muku ma kuma ne me crack.
It's so hard to say bye-bye.
Been in love so deep. When you think about her, you can't sleep. When you wake up, she's the air you breathe. But now for some reason she's got to leave. And you wish there was another way out. And it hurts so bad, like ouch. Now you have to live without her. And like Michael Bolton, you thinking how? But your world evolved around her. And ever since the day that you found her, you made her queen of your heart. You made her queen, you crown her. But now she's got a job offer. Decision making is tougher. You don't wanna be a selfish lover, so you gotta let her go, cause she love her.
Intiming a thing, but in it on that it in me a church in me. I'm a mitchy my do. Intimid all quay, I'll mean a thing. So new, so new, I'm a ton. What in the other back to me? I'm a mafia.
Sweet, love those harmonies. That was Bye Bye by Asem featuring High Life giant Kwabena Kwabena, taken from Asem's sophomore 2012 album Solid Ground. This is Heather, you're inside Music Time in Africa. And right now, we're all about Ghana. Here with us now is the amazing reggae ruler of Ghana, Raki Dawuni. He joins me now by phone to talk about his hot new single, African Thriller. Hello, Raki.
Hello, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to be on your show. And I'm really very honored to be on today and get the opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you. Likewise. So, African Thriller. Wow. I have to say, the song is amazing and the video is also just phenomenal. I just love this piece.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners about it.
I recorded it in the first place in Ghana, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of the tracks were laid in Ghana, and then I brought it to the U.S., you know, did most of the vocals and overdubs. And then later on, I had a very close friend of mine, Jeremy Soul, who's a very, very renowned remixer here, also work on it. So it's a cross-collaboration of various artists within West Africa
mm-hmm.
and American beat makers.
Now, listeners, Rocky's music video to this song, African Thriller, is staged as a dance-off slash boxing match in an authentic boxing ring, with Rocky in the center singing from a drop-down mic and in glorious reggae fashion, and he's flanked by beautiful dancers who take center stage from time to time, alternatively sparring, dancing, flipping, falling. And all of this is exquisitely choreographed and costumed in contemporary West African style. It's gorgeous.
The ring is a metaphor for using the dance floor as a means to foster harmony and unity among not only Africans, but people from all around the world. You know, African Thriller creates an environment to really bring harmony in people. And if you have anything to pick out on anybody, just jump into the ring and do a dance off.
Right.
You know? And that's what it's about.
Well,
and maybe that's a model for peace building. You know?
I hear you.
African Thriller. African Thriller.
Thriller,
This is Rocky Dawuni, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, Rocky Dawuni. That was African Thriller, the first single from the star's new album, Branches of the Same Tree, which will be released in early 2015 on Kumbancha. Fan mail's coming up next, followed by our funky 1975 oldie that comes from one of our fan requests.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Okay, it's time for fan mail. Hello, Gwen.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
All right.
What is happening in the fan mail world?
Well, Heather, on our Facebook page, Aminu Muhammad wrote in with this to say, I love the show more than you think. I don't miss it. Every Sunday by 11 a.m. Thanks.
Where's Muhammad from, Gwen?
You know, Heather, I got on his Facebook page to find out, and Muhammad is from Abuja, Nigeria, but he lives in Los Angeles, at least according to his profile.
Nice. So he must be listening to us on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
That is. Now, Umar Ali, also from the Facebook fan page, writes this. Hi, Maxie. We love you. Keep doing the good job.
That's nice. Thank you, Ali. I love you, too. And now, where's Ali from?
Shoot, Maxie. You got me on that one. I'm not sure where he's from.
Okay, Gwen. Well, I'm guessing Nigeria, but it's hard to say unless you state your location in your message.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't say where he's from, but that's
no,
all right.
Yeah.
We're still happy. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. Now an email, which is, by the way, the email address is musictime@voanews.com. We received this nice message. Greetings to you. I really appreciate your music. Thank you so much. Blessings. My name is Bume Cosmas from Sudan, living in DR, Congo.
Nice. Hello, Cosmas. Thank you.
And we also got a music request.
All right. I love requests.
Kindly play us Dancin' Time by the Funkees, says Idris Shuabu Gombe. And he signs it from the ancient city of Kanu, Nigeria, West Africa.
Hey there, Idris. You know, Dancin' Time is one of my favorite African oldies, Gwen.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously. Do you know that song? It's Dancin' Time for Dancers.
No, I don't.
All right, well, it's a classic, so listen.
Okay.
Dancing time for dancers.
Oh, I like this.
Me too. Let's say goodbye now so we can get back to dancing time.
Good idea.
Mohammed Ali, Cosmas, Idris, thanks so much for the email. Gwen, thank you. See you next week. And now,
it's dancing time.
It's dancing time, yeah, yeah. Come on. Let's move together. Brothers, hello here. Funky sisters, hello here. Let's do it together. Let's move together. The funky dance has got a lot of groove. Let's move together. Now!
Yes, that was Dancing Time, recorded around 1975 in Nigeria by the Funkees. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Okay, well, for this back half of the show, we've got more Ghana in store, plus a Maskandi tune from South Africa, and this Monday Fusion number right here, Djombe, or Personality. It's a song by Guinea-Bissauan artist Kimi Djabate, which celebrates difference. He sings, "Everybody has their own friend, their own partner. Djombe, djombe, dance. Let people be free and do what they feel, each in their own way, because nobody's perfect." That was Kimi Djabate with Djombe, a cut from his gorgeous 2009 album, Karam.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures.
Hello, Macaco, Macaco, Macaco.
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japan,
and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
VOA.
Hi, everybody. We're in the thick of the best Pan-African music on the planet. Today's featured guest is reggae superstar from Ghana, Rakida Wuni, whose recent release of the single African Thriller is cause for celebration. He joined me by phone to talk about his single and other things like how he got his big break. Here, he's describing to me that moment when he and his bandmates were starving students, as they say, at the University of Ghana.
So we basically sat in the back room of one of the students, and, you know, he had a toy keyboard. One had, like, a box guitar, and then the drum was a table, you know. So somebody had a tape player, so we had a tape running, and then we recorded a demo of about three songs. The big break came when the one of the first Pan-African music festivals was being held in Ghana at the Trade Fair Center. And we heard about it, but it was kind of too big for us, you know. But we had the courage, went on the day of the concert, approached the producer. Luckily, we ran into him at the door. The place was, like, I mean, out of control. And we begged him that we were, you know, students band from campus and all that. And he was keen because he's like, well, I thought university students, you were trying to be doctors. But to be a reggae band and all that, I'm keen. So what you're going to do is that when the show is over, I'll put you guys on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? So
Yeah.
So we got to play on the stage after the last band finished and everybody was going home. We jumped on stage and started playing and everybody came back. And really, it really launched us. From there onwards, you know, the word was out.
That's reggae king and dance hall ruler, Rakida Wuni, talking about his big break years ago when he was a student back in Ghana. And now let's hear one of his earlier mega hits in Ghana.
Time now. Yes, I really know now.
Yeah, and that's Rocky Dawuni with In Ghana from his 1998 album, Crusades.
I'm Suzanne Owio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Motswako is a Southern African genre of hip-hop. It originated out of Botswana in the mid-1990s and quickly spread to South Africa. Hip-hop Pansula, otherwise known as Double HP, is one of South Africa's biggest voices of Motswako. Here's Futubulo. Girls today are playing football.
These honeys got Hotswana. Research shows bana bana gana Hotswana, and we search those who know the skill. Sahona gana from Jersey to Ghana, na to Kapa to Canada. You still at the border, wanyana one tower, pala madi gana na well. Squash those who think bambalela. Soon ya all like it's a kaleta bele kalela. I'm dizzy. Got 101 honeys waiting to please me. Never waving his tongue, making this thing look easy. Get cheesy, got demas, chaka zip down and tease me. Sivana ma, now I'm coming in this. Girls are meant to baby jump. Grab a cab home, call me next up. Me, Maxi, show me. From black, miss me only. Rock those who know Hilly. Banana, baka, jenu, baba, pala, uchu, bolo. Kele, banana, baka, jenu, baba, pala, uchu, bolo. Kele, baba, pala, uchu, bolo. Baba, pala, uchu, bolo. Kele, baba, pala, uchu, bolo. Baba, pala, uchu, bolo. I thought that I should come commending your beautiful look. I wasn't going to comment. I'll be honest, Lanta was gonna pass. But then you look like a goddess. I thought I'd come over and ask you for it. Oh, Jada Le Mongwe, Pala Le Mongwe. If no, let's throw. I'll take you home with your home. What a bus for my Latire Botswana Honyo. You are hailing by the border, yellow Batire Boo. And you fit like OG. Skin looking like no lean. Like Lebo Mashile, that's so queen. You're so clean. Ngaro Tapaka Kate, he said to me, tell me you only leaving me. Get a man out. Forget about it today. I'll get it. Keep it. Leave your things in. Bags in front. More get in. Get in. Get in. But I have a title. Boo. Like Thunder said, baby girl, when I'm through, I'm great. Oh.
Time in Africa. ba ba la futu.
Double HP, you rock! This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather, and you just heard Futubolo by South African Motswako artist Hip Hop Pansula. So our deep delve into Ghana today brings us one more classic pop tune that everybody loves, Atompa Djenjen by Bice Osei Kufuor. Here's VOA host again, Peter Clote, to tell us about it.
Atompa Djenjen generally is, to take it at face value, means to wiggle your waist vigorously. Now, but usually in Ghana, people do not say sexual provocative stuff directly. They will always use trees and things like that.
Trees,
the ocean, you know, regular stuff like the rain to express their feeling without going to, as they say back home, too raw. It's just dancing. He says, now he's grateful that the two main political parties, when they lose power, they will not fight among themselves. So, well, if that is a big loss, now the other big loss is when you lose your lover.
Oh.
It's another big loss. So if you have these unfortunate incidents in your life, well, get up and shake your waist and let's dance. Now, but it means much more than what he's saying. Just wiggle your waist, vigorously dance and make merry.
I'll wiggle your waist vigorously. Yes, that's the fabulous Bais Oseku 4 with Atompa Jinjin from Ghana. Wow, we just have a few more minutes before we gotta wrap it up. Let's return to reggae superstar Rocky Dawuni. We had a long conversation on the phone, Rocky and I. He's really excited about his forthcoming 2015 album, Branches of the Same Tree, of which this African thriller single is the first released out of the album. And he's excited that his video might do more than entertain.
You are the best in what you do, regardless of the judgment. So you, once you step into the ring, whatever you do is beautiful. So don't be afraid to step into the ring. Trust it and do it with all your heart. And trust that what you're doing is beautiful and great in itself.
Thank you so much, Rocky Dawuni.
Thank you so much. It's a real, real honor to be on your show. And I also want to appeal to all the people who are listening to go out there and find the African Thriller video. It's all about Africa rising and projecting a positive African image. So we want to really spread this energy far and wide.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, Africa. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks for joining me, and come back again next week for another edition of Music Time in Africa on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. Stay safe, stay lovely. Peace.